Hi there, this is Russ Harris speaking. I apologize for the sound quality of this amateur home recording. I hope it's reasonable. I'm going to take you through an exercise from my textbook, Act Made Simple. I call this the hexaflexercise because it goes through all six of the core act processes. So I invite you now to find a comfortable position, and I invite you to sit up straight and let your shoulders drop and gently push your feet into the floor and get a sense of the ground beneath you. Our assumption is that if you sit in this manner, you're going to feel more alert, more awake, so check it out for yourself. And you can either fix your eyes on a spot or close them, whichever you prefer. Now just take a moment to notice how you are sitting. Notice how you are breathing. Notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. Notice what you can feel against your face and your hands. Notice what you can taste or sense in your mouth. Notice what you can smell or sense in your nostrils. Notice what you are feeling. Notice what you are thinking. Notice what you are doing. So there's a part of you in there that can notice everything that you see, hear, touch, taste, smell, think, feel, and do in any moment. We don't have a good word for this part of you in everyday language. I'm going to call it the observing self, but you don't have to call it that. You can call it whatever you like. Life is like a stage show, and on that stage are all your thoughts and all your feelings and everything that you can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch the show. Watch any part of it or all of it at once. I call this the observing self, but you don't have to call it that. I'd like you to take a moment to reflect on why you came here today. There is something that matters to you, something that is important to you deep in your heart, something that motivated you to come. What is it? What is it? Is it about improving your life, personal growth, learning new skills, building better relationships, standing for something? What is it that matters enough that you invested the time, effort, and energy to come here today? Is it about improving things at work, or with your family, or with your friends? Is it about your health, nurturing your body, enhancing your well-being? Just do a search, just go deep inside your heart, and just clarify what values led you here today. Now take a moment to reflect on how you got here today. You didn't get here by magic. You didn't get beamed up by the Starship Enterprise. You had to take action to get here. You had to organize the appointment. You had to reschedule things. You had to invest time, effort, energy to get here. And the chances are that getting here today brought up some uncomfortable thoughts and feelings for you. And yet, here you are. Recognize that right now in this moment, you are taking action. You are sitting here in a chair, taking the action of participating in an exercise that may possibly seem a bit odd or unusual, and you probably have all sorts of thoughts whizzing through your head and all sorts of feelings passing through your body. And there are all sorts of things you could be doing right now that are much more fun than this. And yet here you are, taking action to improve and enrich your life. Now for the next few breaths, I'd like you to focus on emptying out your lungs. Just push all the air out of them until they're completely empty. And then see if you can allow them to fill all by themselves. Notice that there's no need to take a deep breath in. You can if you want to, but there's really no need to. Once the lungs are empty, they will fill all by themselves. So see if you can just let that happen and just notice the air flowing in and out. And I'd like you to really observe the breath. Really notice it coming in and out of the nostrils. The rise and fall of your ribcage. The rise and fall of your shoulders. The rise and fall of your abdomen. Observe the breath as if you're a curious scientist who has never encountered breathing before. You can let your breath find its own natural rate and rhythm now. There's no need to keep controlling it. Your challenge is purely and simply for the next few minutes to just keep your attention on the breath, observing it as it flows in and out. Now this will be a challenge because your mind will try to distract you. Your mind is like a master storyteller and it's going to tell you all sorts of stories to try and hook you and pull you out of the exercise. See if you can let your mind just chatter away like a radio playing in the background and keep your attention on the breath. See if you can let those stories come and go without getting caught up in them. And just keep noticing the breath flowing in and out. Now this is much harder to do than it sounds. What you'll probably find is that within the space of a few seconds, your mind will hook you with a good story and pull you out of the exercise. That's normal and natural, and it will keep on happening. The moment you realize you've been hooked, gently acknowledge it, unhook yourself, and come back to your breath. Again and again, your mind will hook you. This is normal and natural. Once you realize it, unhook yourself and come back to the breath. See if you can let your thoughts come and go like passing cars driving past outside your house. You can acknowledge their presence if you like, the same way you might nod at a passing car you recognize. And keep your attention on the breath. Let your mind chatter away like a radio playing in the background. Don't try to turn that radio off. You can't do it. Not even Zen masters can do that. Let the radio broadcast away and keep your attention on your breathing. Now, as this exercise continues, the feelings and sensations in your body will change. and they may be pleasant or they may be unpleasant. The aim is to allow your feelings to be exactly as they are. Don't try to control them or change them. Let them be and keep your attention on the breath. This is not a relaxation technique. You're not trying to relax. The aim is to let your feelings be exactly as they are. If you're feeling something that's difficult, like boredom or frustration or anxiety, then try silently naming it. Say to yourself, here's a feeling of boredom, or here's a feeling of backache, or here's a feeling of frustration, or here's a feeling of anxiety. Name it, acknowledge it's there, and keep your attention on your breath. Again and again and again, your mind will hook you and pull you out of the exercise. That's so natural and normal. The moment you realize it, acknowledge it, gently unhook yourself and come back to your breathing, watching it flow in and out of your body. So life is like a stage show, and on that stage are all your thoughts and all your feelings and everything you can see, hear, touch, taste, and smell. And there's a part of you that can step back and watch the show. And what you've been doing for the last few minutes is you've sort of dimmed the lights on the stage and you've been shining a spotlight on the stations of breathing. I'd like you to keep that spotlight on your breath and simultaneously bring up the lights on your body. So sit up in your chair now, push your feet into the floor, straighten your back. Notice your arms, leg, head, neck and shoulders, and your breathing at the same time. And this body is in a room. So I'd like you to bring up the lights on the room around you. Keep the lights on your breathing and your body, aware of your body in the chair and the breath flowing in and out, and simultaneously bring up the lights on the world around you. Open your eyes and ears. Notice what you can see and hear. Notice what you can smell and taste and touch. Have a stretch. Notice yourself stretching. Bring up the lights on the whole stage show now. Notice everything you can see, hear, touch, taste, smell. Notice what you're thinking. Notice what you're feeling. So there's a part of you in there that can notice everything else. The stage show changes all the time. The part of you that notices is unchanging. And really engaging with the world now and taking this sense of connection and openness out into the rest of the day.